I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time to talk Sabres hockey on WGR Sports Radio 550. Now, here's Rob Ray with Shope and the Bulldog. Brought to you by Jim Steakout, because hockey fans eat hoagies. By the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. And by Firth Jewelers, for all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth.
Bulldog smartly noticed that Rob is not in his usual suit for the game tonight. I didn't expect to see Rob wearing a Pittsburgh started it t-shirt. But that sort of threw me. But it's good to have you here, Rob. Exciting weekend. A lot of people talking about you.
I got a question. Why yes. Don't you get as excited when you're talking to me as you were with Michael Hodge before? Like, you were glowing. You were, like, glowing. You were so excited. And, you know, you're like, hey, okay, buddy. Hey, thank you. I'm like, yeah, see you later.
I don't think that's fair at all.
It was true. No, I sat here and I watched. Well, not so much you. You didn't say anything. But Mike was just, he was excited.
Well, we have those moments all the time with you. I think you just take them for granted.
No, you don't.
You just don't notice them.
It's never enough for Rob.
I watch, and there's no extra. There's no extra.
It's hard to see the game like this when you're in it. You need to be up top.
Really?
If you were watching this segment from... Forget it.
There's no extra.
There's nobody watching this segment right now, I'll tell you that. You're not drawing in the fans the way you used to.
Yeah, likewise. Well...
Well, how do you feel? You strike me as not loving being the center of attention.
No.
Right?
Unless it's with us.
Yeah.
Well, it's more attention.
I feel dominant with you guys.
Crying now.
It's the only place I really do.
Please love me more.
The piece that ran on Saturday night, yeah. I guess it ran Friday in the building during intermissions, but yeah. It was Saturday night on the broadcast is where I saw it, was, it was just fantastic. I imagine must be hearing from a lot of people.
Yeah, obviously I haven't seen the whole final thing yet, but, you know, doing it, it was fabulous. You know, sitting there with Ty and, you know, talking even the things we were talking about away from the camera and all that kind of thing. It really gave you an opportunity to sit and kind of understand somebody else that was in that position, and he was very open about what, you know, his thoughts along the way as well. And it was neat that, you know, kind of the way I looked at it was very similar to the way he looked at it over the years. And it was nice that, you know, he was willing to come and do it, actually. So, he took time out of his just to come in here and do that. And it was turned out really well for them. So, other than shooting my foot all the time, I hear. I just had toe surgery like two days prior to that. And they, for some way, the guy doing the camera works was fascinated with that. So. I don't know.
The thing that stood out to me, and maybe a lot of people are talking about this, I don't know, I haven't heard a lot of the talk about it,
yep.
But the end, like the last fight with you and Domi.
Yep.
I mean, I remember watching that and, you know, being aware of your career and that could be it, but it didn't strike me as that meaningful when it happened, that you guys exchanged that, like, that knowing sort of pat on the back. But that was really, that was nice.
And that was something that we, you know, it wasn't something that we talked about or anything. Like,
right.
It just kind of mutually happened because I think we were both in a point in our career that, you know, went on to play another year or so after that. But it was kind of knowing internally that this could be it because, you know, getting few and farther between and game changing a little bit, that it wasn't quite the same. And so it was just our opportunity to not to show anybody.
Oh,
it was just
right.
Kind of between us, you know, because you never know at that point when you might run into each other at some point to, you know, discuss it or go over it anyway. So
yeah, it was subtle enough when it happened that, like, I needed this show to sort of point it out to me that it happened, I guess is what I'm saying. They did a good job of bringing that to light. I'll bet, you know, because I don't know how many people followed your career more closely than I did. Surely there are some, but I mean, I was very tuned into you playing there.
Yeah.
I've known you all that time from the mid 90s on through. And, like, I missed that when it happened.
You know what I got a lot too is people just around the rink and that on the weekend and different places, they would come up, and a lot of people are hesitant still because they remember the way you were on the ice, and they think that's the way you are every day in your life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you'd either be in jail or dead at this point if you live that way. But they're like, never realized the other side. Never realized the other side and, you know, what it was all about. And I think it gave people a good understanding that it was not something that you were, you know, monsters going in and doing. It was a job. It was, you know, directed to you. That's what it is to do. They understand that role a little bit better now and maybe respect it a little more when some people looked at it like it was, you know, something wrong with it. And yeah, that side I probably appreciate more than anything.
I've thought about that because I remember realizing either from getting to know you or some other way that it was like that. That it wasn't always or yeah. even usually so personal between the guys. But does it make you sad sometimes to – I think it doesn't. I'm going to guess that it doesn't. To see fighting be so rare, and maybe you meet fans that, like you were just saying, they don't always know this point that you did have even friendships with guys you would fight sometimes. Yeah. But they don't even really recognize that part of hockey being part of hockey, because as the years go by, you know, of course now it's just rare to see a fight.
Yeah, and it is kind of sad because it is part of the game. It's something that has been there since day one, and it was a unique part to our sport that wasn't in any other sport. Yeah, I think there is a need for it, and there was a purpose for it, and I think that, you know, most good fans understood that and realized what it was all about. But you know, there was enough out there too that thought it was the worst thing in the world. So it's, you know, it's kind of nice to
but Rob, is there a part of you that looks at the game now and thinks, good for you that you guys don't have to go through some of what we did?
Well, I look at it sometimes, yes. I would hate to see guys maybe get injured or something like that from it. But on the other hand too, I look at the game itself that it's changed a lot the way it's played, and I think there would still be room for that. I still come down to the bottom line is our business is, yeah, it's a win-loss business, but it's an entertainment business as well. People are going to arenas to be entertained sometimes, and the odd fight here and there does not harm or hurt anything. And you see the excitement that it can create in the building, and I think bottom line, it's, you know, there was times when we may lose, but you went out and you worked hard, you got a few fights, and people were happy they walked away. They felt whatever they spent to go to that game that night was money well spent. And, you know, you wouldn't have a game if people didn't come to the building. So it's that part of it I look at it a little more now, the more the business side and, you mm-hmm. know, kind of presenting the product.
Mm-hmm. Do I seem interested? Because I am. I don't want you to be upset that I don't seem interested.
No, you're smiling. That's
okay, good. I am interested.
You've changed.
What was it stressful? Like, I know the job was stressful. We've talked about that plenty of times. Like, knowing all day, like, you know, 7:30 tonight, I gotta, you know, whatever, I gotta deal with this guy. You know, it's like the, you know, the schoolyard after, you know, at 3:30, and everybody's watching, except it's 20,000 people. Was the days when you were playing Toronto,
yep,
and you knew you were going to see Ty, were those like the other days, or was there like a familiarity with that so there wasn't as much tension?
No, there was probably more because the media would lead up to that, and they would, you know, that morning when you're in there, it's like, you know, one of the first questions would be, you know, is it going to happen tonight? And if it didn't happen, why didn't it happen type thing, because they, you know, it was something that people looked forward to, and it was something that was talked about a lot. So, yeah, you felt that pressure. You knew that every time you were going in there, if you didn't, there was a very good chance that you were going to, and it didn't matter if it was Ty or anybody. Back then, you knew at some point in that game, very few games would have went by when there wasn't some kind of a, you know, skirmish. So, nah, that was hectic as heck. You know, like, I know going to the rink and having the pressure of, I got to score tonight. My job is to score goals. Everybody's got a job. But if you don't score the goal, you know, it's no – but if you –
you got a lot of company.
Yeah, you get in that fight. Mm. And that's why a lot of guys – say Brad May would always want to get in the fight first. Early and get it over with.
Yeah.
Because then he could relax and play the game. You know, some of us had to sit there for 45 minutes before we had to do it, and it just ate the insides out of you till it something did happen, or all of a sudden, you know, the game would change or the score would change, and you're like, oh no, here we go.
Right.
Now it's going to have to.
Right.
You know, so you.
If the game got away from the Sailors.
And then all of a sudden, it was like you'd be sitting there some nights going, oh, don't score another one, don't score another one. You know, it's fine right here. Or,
right.
Or as soon as it happened, it was like, uh oh, here we go. And you just felt instantly that weight came on you that, okay, I got to go do this.
Yeah.
You know, it's that's my job, and that's what I need to do. But you know what? I was just sitting there, and the other night after that ran, I got actually a text from Pat LaFontaine, and it was cool because he watched it, and his text was, you know, when I played, trust me, I was looked after. And he said, if it wasn't you or Brad May or somebody else, you know, making the room and making me feel comfortable, that I would not have been able to play my game. And it was Thanksgiving and or whatever right then, and he goes, I'm thanking you guys right now if I haven't in the past. So, that, you know, that
cool.
kind of thing that makes it cool. And it's worthwhile. And it happened, you know, multiple times over the year when you did step in and you helped somebody out. And, you know, they'd be the first ones after the game or the next day, you know, coming and thanks. You know, thank you for, you know, taking care of that type thing. So it made a lot. It meant a lot to a lot of people. And it was especially the guys. And that's where it really hits home.
Good job, Rob. I love that. I also love knowing that LaFontaine still watches the Sabres.
Yep.
That's good to know. They had a pretty good week, all in all. I mean,
a fantastic week.
Toronto, you know, twice.
Toronto twice, and it was a fantastic game here. And up there, it was, you know, Anderson played very well. And you know, you could have easily came out of that game, you know, winning that one as well. But I think the big thing for me would be watching them, and they're not getting as low as they normally get. You don't get a goal scored on them. It takes them, you know, 15 minutes to get themselves ramped back up. Bang. Lately, you get scored on. It seems like they're countering and, you know, getting a marker themselves, you know, pretty quick, or, you know, maintaining that level of play. There's not as much drop off for a longer period of time. It's just, you know, maybe a shift or two, but bang, all of a sudden they'll have a good shift and it'll be enough to get them back going again, you know, on the right track. So I like that part of it, that, you know, you're not dwelling on what just happened. You're just picking up and moving on. So I think it's helping them. And defensively, I think they've done a much better job. Giving up some shots sometimes, but a lot from the outside, not a lot from the middle of the ice that you'd call prime scoring areas. And shooting a lot more for them. You know, power play still trying to figure it out. But for the most part, you know, doing the things that they're instructed to going in. You know, Ralph always tells us in the morning what they're going to try to do, you know, kind of off to the side, and you're watching the games and they're doing it. And, you know, so what he figures is going to work, he's putting out there, and they're doing it and having the trust and faith in what they're being told is going to work.
Power play down to 19th. See what happens tonight.
Yeah.
New Jersey, last place team.
Well, last place team, yeah, but in this game, anybody can win in any given night.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, I think it's a big key for the Sabres here tonight. Don't take that too lightly, because, you know, you've done a good job to this point. You're doing a lot of good things. Don't sit back and say, okay, we got this one before you head into it, because I think that's might have what happened against Calgary the other night and got themselves in the jackpot.
Speaking of Calgary, you'll be off to Calgary, I assume, Wednesday?
Yes.
For Thursday game, start a trip.
Yes.
All right. Have a good time.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Great to see you, Rob.
Hey, great to be here, Mike. Seriously.
Thanks, too.
Was that good for you?
That was fantastic.
All right,
stimulating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.